We're now on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the top. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan Rabbis teach lomtei small doch of yamin makaros. The left hand should always push away; the right hand should always draw close. What that means, according to Yad Rama, is that the yamin, that's a stronger hand. So you should the midah of rachamim, of chesed, of drawing close, should be greater than the midah than the midah of pushing away. Sometimes you need to use the stick, sometimes you need to use the carrot, but you should use the carrot more than use the stick. The Marsha says the yamin is rachmim and the small is midas ha-din. So always again, midas ha-din you should push away, but midas rachmim you should always draw close. And the Gemara says, you should lo kelisha, it should not be the kelisha, should dachvel gechazi b'shayadayim, who pushed away gechazi with two hands. V'lo ki yeshua ben prach, not like yeshua ben prach, should dachvel yeshua notzi b'shayadayim, who pushed away yeshua notzi with two hands. So Gemara is now going to explain, gechazi, where do we find that Elisha pushed gechazi with two hands? The chesiv is the pasuk says, v'yomer naman ho'al v'kach kikarayim. Naman says, go and take two kikars. So he persisted, and he convinced Gehazi to take Naaman, who was healed by Elisha, convinced Gehazi to take the silver kikars and clothing as well. So Elisha then sees Gehazi, and he says, "Where you come from?" I didn't go this way and that way. And Elisha's back to him, "No, my heart went," did not my heart go with you to see what you did? When a man went down from his chariot, meaning Naaman, to meet you, so Elisha accuses Gehazi of taking from Naaman silver or money and clothing and olives and vineyards and sheep and cattle and slaves and maidservants. So he accused him of all this. And the Gemara asked, "Mi shakal kulihai? Did he really take all of this? Did the Gehazi take all these things that are enumerated here? Olives and vineyards and sheep and cattle and slaves and maidservants? Kesef begadim hu d'shakal. It seems that from the pasuk he only took silver and or money and clothing." Omar Bisa says, "Both the Shah Haya Elisha Yoshi Vidarish Bishoda Shratzim." At that time, Elisha was expounding in the Shmona Shratzim, the eight reptiles or insects that are said in the Torah that make someone tame. Naaman Sar Tzva Melchar Ramahayim Mitzora. Naaman at that time, he was the chief officer of the army, the king of Aram, of the king of Aram. He was a Mitzora. Amar Le Hayravisa Dishtavim Arad Yisrael, a young girl who was taken captive from Eretz Yisrael, said to Naaman, "He has lost the Gavi Elisha Masilach. If you go to Elisha, he will heal you." Ki asa, when Naaman came before Elisha, Amarle, Zil Tobiyari, go dip in the Jordan. Amarle, Naaman said back, "Achoche, kamachayeches be. You're coming just to mock me. Can the Yarden, can Jordan River really heal Tzaraz?" Amarle, Hanu Davu Bade, the people who were on Naaman said to him, what's the big deal to you? She said, "Why do you care? Just zil nasi, go try, it doesn't hurt." Azal v'tvavi ardena. So he went and he dipped in the Jordan River, and he was healed. Asa, I see, like kol hani dinakit. So Naaman came before Elisha and wanted to give him all the money they had with him. Lo tzavi l'kabine. Elisha did not want to accept anything from him. Gehazi, ifta mikamid Elisha. Gehazi left, was excused himself from Elisha. He went and he took from Naaman that which he took, and he kept it in his house. Kiasa, when he came before Elisha, Chazi Elisha l'tzaras tava parcha ilavei reshe. Elisha saw that there was tzaras that was sprouting on his head. Omar le, Elisha said to Gehazi, "Rasha, higia eis li toskar shmon shvatzim. Ah, has the time come to take your payment for learning shmon shvatzim?" Meaning he's saying, now's the time that you're going to take reward for the Torah study. Because for the eight things, the Shmona Shratzim are the eight, it's a hint to the eight items. silver and clothing, olives and vineyards, sheep and cattle, slaves and maidservants, that he was able to buy all of it, that with the money they received from Naaman, he was able to buy all of these things. And then Elisha said to him, the pasuk, Naaman titbak b'chov zarecha ad olam. And then Gehazi was told by Elisha that the tzaras that Naaman had is going to stick to you and your children forever. And he left white as as metzora, as white like sheep. The Riaf writes that the Elisha cursed him with tzaras so that he couldn't come to Elisha anymore. That's how he that's how Elisha was merachik. That's how he distanced him from. That's how he distanced Gehazi from him. Ben Yoyada said that he gave Elisha said your kids are gonna get tzaras because had he not done that they wouldn't have allowed the father to go off the derech. Big question is why was Naaman told to dip in the Jordan River? So the Marsha says that the Marsha of Malbim gives sort of exact opposites. The Marsha says that when tzaddikim wanted a miracle, it should be karov lateva, close to nature. So the water does heal. So that's why he told him to dip in the river because it's close to Derech HaTeva. The Malbim says the exact opposite, that the cold water is bad for Tzaras, so it makes the miracle even greater. Why 7 times? So Toras Chaim, why did he tell him to dip 7 times? Toras Chaim says because the Nagaim come, because plagues come on seven for 7 sins. Or maybe because Naaman, he violated the Shem Mitzvah Noach. And the question is, why didn't Elisha take the funds from Naaman? So Rashi says in Sefer Melachim that this was money, it was idolatrous money that was part of it. The Marsha says you can't get reward from a miracle. The Malbim said it would increase the Kiddush Hashem and it would, if he did not take the money. And again, there's a whole host of reasons that that are said as to why the punishment was tzaras. The Gemara in Erechin says that Gehazi made a shvuah, a false oath. In Avos Rabbi Nasan says that he spoke lashon hara. In any case, so there are different reasons that are brought down, and in fact, so the bottom line is that. This was that Elisha is being criticized for pushing Gehazi away. Then there's this next part of the Gemara which has been censored, and that talks about Yoshua ben Prachya and my he was sort of Yoshua ben Prachya kat katlinu Yanai Malka l'Rabbanon. When Yanai killed all the Chachamim, Azal Yoshua ben Prachya. So Yeshu ben Prachya and Yeshu, his student, went to Alexandria, Kiev when there was peace. And when Yane was no longer angry at the Chachamim, so Shimon ben Shattach sent to Yeshu ben Prachya a letter hinting that he can come back. It says, Mini Yerushalayim Yerakot from me, from Yerushalayim to you, Alexander Shimon ben. So it's a letter from Shimon ben Shattach to Yeshu ben Prachya, Achosi, Bali Sharoi Yoshev. My sister, he says, my sister, the husband is dwelling amongst you, and I'm living desolate. In other words, you're staying in Alexandria. Yerushalayim is desolate. Come back. Come asa Yisrael. So Yeshua Prachya rose to go to Yerushalayim, and on the way there he happened to stay by an innkeeper, Avdulei Yikartuva. They made for him a great honor. Amar kama yafach. Oh, how beautiful are the deeds of this innkeeper, the female innkeeper. And Yeshu thought he was talking about that she was pretty. Amar le Yeshu Rabbi Einel Trutos. Her eyes are round. She's not so pretty. Amar le Yeshu Prachya said, Rasha Makachata Osek. You're looking at a married woman. Apik Arba Moshipure Bishamte. He took out 100 shofros and he excommunicated Yeshu. As the Kami Kamazinim, Amarle Kaplan, Love Kamashuk Bay. So Yeshu tried to come many times to ask Yeshua ben Prachya to forgive him so he can be unexcommunicated, and Yeshua ben Prachya did not listen to him. Yom Achad Hava Kakar Kriya Shema. One day Yishim Prachi was reciting Kriya Shema. Asa the Kamei, Yeshu came before him so that he would accept him. Sava the Kabulei, Yishim Prachi wanted to accept him. Achvei Levidei, but he pointed to him with his hand that he's going to accept him. Husava Mitchei Dachilei. Yeshu misunderstood and he thought he was pushing him away. Azal Zakav Levinte Vishtachvalo. So Yeshu went, he put up a brick for Avodah Zarah, he bowed out to it. Abalei Haderbach. Yishim Prachi said, return. I'll accept you. Abba Lehi said, too bad, too late. Kath b'kublai b'b'cha, this is so I accepted from you. Kol ha'cholti b'achti it's a rabbi, I must speak b'yad l'asas tshuva. Anyone who sins and causes others to sin, we don't allow him to do tshuva. V'amar mar, Yeshu kishef v'hesis v'hidech Yisrael. Yeshu did sorcery, and he convinced the Jewish people, many, many members of Klal Yisrael, to do tshuva. I'm sorry, to do Avodah Zarah, to worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues and it brings another story of small docha v'ibin karas. The left pushes off and the right draws close. Tanya, the bride says, "Rabbi Shimon, Elazar Yetzer Tidok v'Isha tastes small docha v'yomim mekaravas." The Yetzer, the desire, young child and a woman. The left should push and the right should draw close. So what are these things? So the Rashi says, "Give in to your Yetzer Hara a little bit, but not." Completely. That's what it means. It's desire. Don't distance it completely. You need to have some, you need to fulfill your, someone has desires, you need to at least have some to satisfy your desire a little bit to populate the world. But if it's too much, then it's going to be a problem. And also a Tinok and an Isha, they said, at least Rashi says, at least in those days, they were Dat and Kalos. They were perhaps not so rational, a little more emotional. And if you... You can't push them away too much. Don't bring them too close, but don't push them away too much. The the Tidok, that if you push the child too much, you fear they're gonna lose themselves. And if you push a woman away too much, she's gonna go off the derech. But don't bring them too close. You need to keep them straight on the straight and narrow. The Gemara continues and says the Gemara continues and says, Tanur Bana Rabbis teach, Shloshe Chalayim Chala Elisha. Elisha had three sicknesses. Echad Shegir Dumin Batinokos. One, because he incited bears to attack children that mocked him. Echad Shedachvil Geichaz B'sheyadayim. And he had one sickness because he pushed Geichazi with two hands, as we just mentioned. One, the sickness that he died with. Shneur, the pasuk says, "Velisha chola es cholyo." So that he got sick right before he died. And the Gemara says that Avram lo hayazikna. Until Avram, there was no old age in the world. Called the chazi Avram or Hay Yitzchak. Called the chazi Yitzchak or Hay Avram. Anyone saw Avram would say, "This is Yitzchak." And anyone saw Yitzchak saw this is Avram. So they mistook each other. But Avram rachmid lehav zikna. So Avram asked for mercy that he should have old age. So now they'd recognize who Avram, who Yitzchak is. Hashem, the pasuk says, Hashem, listen, Avram zakim bo b'yamim. So now he, there was a concept of old age in times of Avram Avinu. Ad Yaakov to Yaakov lo hava chulsha, there was no weakness. Basically, you wouldn't know when you would die. You just drop dead. Boy rachmi v'hadar chulsha. Yaakov asked for mercy, and he got weak, and then he died. Hashem, the pasuk says, v'yomad Yosef, hidei avi choleh. It was told to Yosef that his father is sick. Now he can put his affairs in order. Ad Elisha, until Elisha, lo hava erish chalish debitpach. A person wouldn't get sick and then get healed. Once he would get sick, he would die. Vas Elisha barach debitpach. And then Elisha came around and he asked for mercy and he was healed. Shneimar v'Elisha chala chayo sher yamus. So this means that Elisha was the first one to get sick and then to get better. Now the question with this is that it seems that this happened to Chizkiyahu. That the Gemara in Brachos seems to say that until Chizkiyahu, nobody healed from his sickness. So was it Elisha or was it Chizkiyahu? So there are a number of answers to this question. One answer, for example, the Anaf Yosef says is that Elisha he was sick. He got sick and he was supposed to die, but he was healed from that, but he didn't get fully recovered. He still had it with him, but Chizkiyahu was the first one to get sick and then become completely healed.